Welcome to the official podcast of the Hoffeld Group. Your host is the CEO and Chief Sales Trainer of the Hoffeld Group, David Hoffeld.
Welcome to the official podcast of the Hoffeld Group, where we provide you with powerful sales insights that are based upon proven science and will help you sell more. I'm your host, the CEO and Chief Sales Trainer at the Hoffeld Group, David Hoffeld. Today, we are going to look at a topic that is often overlooked in sales training, and that is the topic of humor. We're going to specifically look at how we as salespeople can use humor to amplify our influence and help us sell more. We're also going to look at some common ways that humor is often used that actually detracts from the sale. And this topic really came out of a recent interview that I did where I was asked about how humor can be used in selling. So I wanted to share with you some of the remarks that I gave in that interview. So let's jump right in and we'll look at how humor can be used in selling to increase the likelihood of the sale, and then we'll look at the other side of the coin, when humor is inappropriate and will actually detract from the likelihood of the sale occurring. As we talk about ways to use humor effectively throughout the sale, it's important for us to first take a step back and understand what are we trying to accomplish through humor. There are two scientifically validated purposes for the use of humor within the context of the sale. The first is that humor increases likability. Likability matters a great deal because of what social psychologists call the halo effect. Now, the halo effect was first put forth by social psychologist Edward Thorndike in 1920 when he published a revolutionary article in the Journal of Applied Psychology. The halo effect has been studied and verified since that time. The halo effect is the natural human tendency to interpret a person's behavior in light of the overall impression of that person, which means when someone likes you, everything you say and do is viewed through that bias of likability. In contrast, when someone doesn't like you, they view everything you say and do through that perspective. And this shapes how people interpret what you say, because influence is dependent upon people seriously listening to what you say and then be willing to act upon it. And so likability, the research shows, matters a great deal. A second purpose for humor is that it guides prospects in being in a positive emotional state. But emotional states are very, very important in selling, because a prospect in a negative emotional state will find it very difficult to make a positive buying decision. And there is a lot of research regarding the power of the emotional state and how you can shift a person's emotional state. The reason emotional states matter so much is because it heavily influences the perception and interpretation of a persuasive message. One researcher who has done quite a bit of work in this area is professor of psychology at Cornell University, Alice Eisen. And she affirmed that when people are in a positive emotional state, they perceive the world through what Eisen calls rose-colored glasses. Her research has also shown that a positive emotional state boosts the brain's ability to comprehend information. Additional research has found that when a person is in a positive emotional state, optimistic thoughts more readily come to mind, which enhances one's mental capacity to make a buying decision. In contrast, behavioral scientists have published research that have conclusively proven that when people are in a negative emotional state, their viewpoint and perceptions are more cynical. This research also shows that rather than attributing the negative outlook to his or her emotional state, a person actually believes the world is different. That old cliche really is true, that we don't see things as they are. We literally see them as we are. Furthermore, additional research published by behavioral economist Dan Ariely and a colleague found that people rarely realize how much they are influenced by their emotional states, which means that when a prospect is in a negative emotional state, they will perceive your product or service and your message, and even you, in a more negative light. In contrast, when a prospect is in a positive emotional state, they will perceive you, your product or service, and your message in a more positive light. Now, there is a lot of research regarding how can you shift a prospect's emotional state. But one of the most potent tools for doing this is through humor. So the two primary purposes for using humor within the sale are, number one, to increase your likability. Number two, to guide your prospect into a more positive emotional state. To use humor effectively in selling, it must be used strategically. So for example, when you first meet a prospect, whether face-to-face or first conversation over the phone, and you want to create a positive first impression, an appropriate use of humor can be very relevant because it will increase the perception of likability and also guide your prospect into a more positive emotional state, which will increase the likelihood of them being receptive to both you and your message. Also, humor will produce a smile on your prospect's face, and that is a big deal. Often we view a smile as something that's very simple, but there is nothing simplistic about it because a lot goes on behind the scenes of a smile. When a prospect smiles, blood flow increases to his or her brain, and this actually lowers the temperature of the brain and produces feelings of pleasure. Yet another appropriate use of humor within the sale is after handling an objection. Handling an objection that has been very intense to overcome, where there's a lot of back and forth and you're showing evidence and reframing arguments, oftentimes salespeople will find that after this has occurred, after they have overcome a challenging, difficult objection, their prospect shuts down. The prospect just doesn't seem interested in pursuing a conversation anymore. And there's no logical reason, but the prospect says things to the salesperson like, it doesn't feel right, I have a gut feeling, I want to think about it. What they're trying to verbalize is that they are in a negative emotional state. And it's hard when you're in a negative emotional state to look positively at things or to make a positive buying decision. So you as a salesperson have to guide them out of that negative emotional state. And again, one way to do this is through humor. Yet another way to utilize humor effectively is at the end of a sales call. The end of a sales call is very important and often overlooked, but the reason it matters is because you are shaping a lasting impression with your prospect because of what behavioral scientists refer to as the recency effect. Now, the recency effect is the innate tendency to be influenced most by what happens last. This is why professional speakers focus a lot on the last 2 minutes of their talk when they give you a call to action or try to plant some message or idea in your mind, because they know that due to the recency effect, last words linger. And so you as a salesperson want to be very strategic about the last things that occur on any sales call. And humor can be a great way to end a sales call in a positive way so that later on when your prospect thinks of you and the sales call, they're more likely to remember positive things because last words linger. Now let's look at the other side of the coin, when humor can actually be detrimental and obstruct the sale. There are three areas that I want to focus your attention on. Number one, is utilizing self-deprecating humor effectively. Now, there has been research that has shown that self-deprecating humor can be very effective or very ineffective, depending upon the perspective of the audience. So if an audience perceives you as an expert or as an authority, if your prospect or customers know how good you are and how much you know about your product or service, and they see you as an asset because you provided many valuable insights to them, using self-deprecating humor will increase likability and rapport. However, if prospects or customers do not yet perceive you as an expert or an authority, then using self-deprecating humor has been proven to make salespeople look incompetent. So use self-deprecating humor very strategically. For example, at the beginning of a sales call where you are just meeting the prospect for the first time, never use self-deprecating humor. It will always hinder the likelihood of the sale because it will make you look incompetent. So if you need or want to use self-deprecating humor, do so at the appropriate time, which is only after you are already perceived as an expert by your prospect. A second use of humor that can be detrimental to the sale is obvious, and that is utilizing any off-color or potentially offensive humor. A third use of humor that can disrupt the sale is one that salespeople are often unaware of, yet it will really hinder a prospect's ability to make a buying decision, and that is using humor at the wrong time. Scientific research has shown that humor disrupts critical thinking and distracts a person away from contemplating a persuasive argument. So you should never use humor when presenting key value propositions that your prospects must think about. Research has shown that for a positive buying decision to occur, prospects must engage in elaboration. Elaboration is very simply thinking about an argument. They must think about it and then commit to it. Only then are they going to say yes to your product or service. So humor disrupts that process. So use humor very strategically and never use humor when presenting a central or vital value proposition that you want your prospect to elaborate upon. Humor is a great tool that salespeople can use to amplify their ability to influence prospects, but it must be used effectively. It must be used in the way that science has proven will increase the likelihood of the sale. Thanks for listening. I'm David Huffell, Chief Sales Trainer here at the Huffell Group, reminding you, selling is just too important to be based on anything other than proven science.